At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Here's what's going on for a Monday. It's the 31st day of August for 2020. Well, the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office is asking the public's help in finding an 11-year-old girl who was taken by her mother during a custody visit. Calaveras officials say Celine Anderson was taken by her mother, Rebecca Lynn Boyett, on Sunday during a supervised visit with Child Protective Services. A Be on the Lookout alert was sent out by the California Highway Patrol. The alert is in place for Calaveras, Amador, San Joaquin, Stanislaus, Tuolumne, and El Dorado counties. CHP said officials are looking for a white 2020 Dodge with California plate 55367Y2. Anderson was last seen around 10:45 near Blagan Road and Longman Lane in Arnold, wearing a white shirt and gray shorts. CHP said Anderson is considered at risk, but an Amber Alert was not issued. Anyone with information is asked to call 911. A photo of Celine Anderson has been posted on the KVGC Facebook page.
Well, for over 3 years, Amador County has implemented a program to mitigate hazards associated with dead and dying trees located along county roads or affecting county infrastructure. Projects have recently been completed on Bear River Road and in the Silver Lake area. A project on land west of 49 is pending the return of forms allowing permission for foresters to enter properties and mark trees for removal. The county's tree mortality program is scheduled to end December 31st this year, unless circumstances change. Now, the program's foresters have just completed a resurvey of all county roads and infrastructure on private land east of 49, up to and including the Shake Ridge Road area. The resurvey identified newly dead trees or trees that were not mitigated in previous projects because right-of-entry forms were not returned on 184 properties. Right-of-entry forms will be mailed to these owners no later than today. If you receive a form, please return it as soon as possible. The county is anxious to develop one or more additional projects to address these trees over the next month or two. If you think you have a qualifying tree or trees and haven't already been contacted by the county, visit the site amadortreemortality.com for more details.
And high fire danger has the Motherlode Field Office of the Bureau of Land Management increasing fire restrictions and temporary target shooting limits. The new rules begin today and apply to all BLM-managed public lands in the Sierra Nevada foothills, including Amador and Calaveras counties. These seasonal restrictions are in addition to the year-round statewide fire prevention order that was issued on April 28th, noting that it has already been an active wildfire year. The BLM says the additional fire restrictions prohibit campfires, barbecues, or open flames of any kind, even in developed campground areas. Those in violation of the order can face up to a $100,000 fine and could be incarcerated for up to a year. These new set of restrictions include and will remain in place until the fire danger subsides. No target shooting, no motorized vehicles off BLM-designated roads or trails, no tools powered by internal combustion engines, no smoking except within enclosed vehicles or buildings or in a developed recreation site, no welding or operating an acetylene open torch or flame, and no explosives. Bureau officials also remind visitors not to park along highways or county roads as they can block emergency vehicle access and delay life-saving services.
Well, a former representative of Amador and Calaveras counties in both the State Assembly and Senate has passed away. Republican lawmaker Tom Berryhill passed away this past Saturday. Berryhill served in the Assembly from 2006 to 2010 and the Senate from 2010 to 2018. He had most recently been serving as a Stanislaus County supervisor. Now, Senator Andreas Borges, who followed Berryhill in Senate District 8, praised Berryhill for a dedicated life of service to his community, both in California legislature and Stanislaus County Board of Supervisors. Borges added, quote, "Tom was my mentor and imparted the importance of respect and civility in California politics." Well, Berry Hill's father, Claire, was a state lawmaker and secretary of the California Department of Ag. His brother, Bill Berry Hill, also a California Assembly member. Berry Hill had been battling health issues in recent years. A broken hip in 2018 forced him to miss the final months of the legislative session. Berry Hill passed away at 67.
And while travel experts at AAA aren't making predictions about Labor Day weekend due to the coronavirus pandemic, they say trends show Americans in the summer of 2020 have acted on the spur of the moment and have been more cautious about their approach. Meanwhile, Labor Day could be a very busy holiday this year, with road trips representing 97% of all travel. Corona 19 restrictions have forced many travelers to postpone their vacations plans. And for most Americans, Labor Day weekend is a final chance to gather with family and friends before the weather turns nasty. Now, that could be especially important for people who have had a difficult time connecting with loved ones this year. AAA reports while Californians have gotten out and explored this summer, they're taking a wait-and-see approach. And when we do travel, it's by far by car. CHP, by the way, will be out in full force this coming weekend with their Labor Day maximum enforcement period. It begins at 6 p.m. on Friday and runs through midnight on Monday.
Well, an aggressive and sophisticated phone scam targeting taxpayers, including recent immigrants, has been making the rounds through the region. Callers claim to be employees of the IRS and can sound convincing when they call. They use fake names and bogus IRS ID badge numbers. They may also know a lot about their targets and usually alter the caller ID to make it appear that it's actually the IRS calling you. Now, victims are told they owe money to the IRS and it must be paid promptly through a preloaded debit card or wire transfer. If the victim refuses to cooperate, they're then threatened with arrest, deportation, or suspension of a business or driver's license. In many cases, the caller becomes hostile and insulting. Or victims may be told they have a refund due. That's to try to trick them into sharing private info. If the phone isn't answered, the scammers often leave an urgent callback request. The Amador County Sheriff Office would like to remind you, stay alert to scams like this, especially ones using the IRS as a lure. Tax scams can happen any time of the year, not just around tax time. You can also find more information on IRS scams by visiting the website irs.org.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.